Are you ready to become a good doll? Excellent. So just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. That's right. And just relax for me. Now, I'm sure you have a wonderful imagination. So you can imagine for me entering the dollhouse, seeing the big white door, opening it, and walking inside to something you didn't expect. That's right, because inside that door is the reception, is the office. That's right. And you walk in, you see the front desk, and you see a secretary sitting there, typing away, and you wonder what exactly is this place? You thought this was a place for transformation. You thought this was a place to become a good doll. And it is, but it looks so harmless from the outside. A perfectly white reception. So you walk over to the front desk and the receptionist smiles at you. And she says, "Are you ready to become a good doll?" And you nod eagerly. She says, "Okay." She presses a button, and down before you drops a screen covering the front desk. And you notice in the middle of the screen is a large black and white spiral. That's right, a large spiral in front of your eyes, drawing them to the center. You can't look away. The second you see the spiral, you're just transfixed upon it, watching it spin around and around and around and around. And you're so dazed and confused to the fact that why would she do this to you? Why would she put a spiral in front of your eyes? Why would she try to condition you? And what is she conditioning you for? Those answers come very clear soon enough as you just watch the spiral spin around and around and around, and you start to notice the feeling in your eyes. You start to notice how heavy they're becoming, how sleepy your mind is becoming as you just watch that spiral spin and spin and spin and spin. And your eyes must be getting tired because you can start to see the spiral change. You can start to see the change from black and white to pink and white, spinning around and around and around and around and around. You must be seeing things. How could that spiral change? That's right. As you just find yourself getting lost and you start to see numbers appearing in the center of the spiral, counting down from 10. 9, 8, you can feel your body becoming heavy and relaxed. With 7, 6, 5, 4, deeper and deeper and deeper, down, 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 3, 2, and 1, sleep. And you just find yourself sinking, drifting, falling, dropping, down. And you can see the secretary remove the screen, and your eyes start to follow upwards because you don't know what else to do. You're so fixed on it. And dazed and confused, the receptionist looks at you. She can see that you're ready. Your mind is open and ready for conditioning. Ready to become a good doll. So she takes your hand and she leads you through a white door. That's right, a big white door into a factory, and you can see a conveyor belt. So she helps you up onto the conveyor and you lie down, and you can find yourself just relaxing. because there's nothing you need to do right now but just relax and let the process take you. Let the transformation begin as you become a good doll. This conveyor will take you through all the necessary processes to become a good doll, pretty, plastic, perfect. And you can find yourself moving on this conveyor as she presses the button. You feel yourself moving down, 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 down. And you can see different checkpoints along the way as you start to move. The first checkpoint, you can find yourself running through a machine that starts to cover your feet with plastic, starts to conform them, starts to transform them. Starts to transform them into pretty, perfect, plastic feet. Just like a Barbie. Ready for all kinds of nice shoes. High heels in particular. You can see them molding and forming to a perfect arch. Just like a good doll would. Frozen in place. Plastic. Perfection. And the next machine you roll through as you can feel your body moving down that conveyor, deeper and deeper and deeper down. You can find yourself running through a machine. That's right, a machine with a picture of two tiny little perfect plastic legs on it. This is the leg machine that's going to sculpt and mold your new legs, and you can feel it. As you roll through this machine, it sprays a plastic spray upon you, a plastic adhesive that you can feel sticking to your skin, turning it into plastic, unmovable, solid plastic. And you can feel it harden on your skin. And you can even start to notice how every pore, every hair, every blemish on your skin just fades away as you become a pretty, perfect plastic doll. That's right. And the next machine starts to move up your hips, giving you that nice, wide Barbie hip that you've always wanted. Because let's face it, Barbie has the perfect proportions, and that's exactly what you're going to get. So as you roll through the machine, you can feel your hips start to widen, ready to have the perfect perfect body, a perfect pretty Barbie. And moving through the next machine, which focuses on your waist, and you can feel it sucking in, as if we've wrapped a nice tight corset around your body, and you can feel it moving inwards, becoming that nice tiny Barbie waist that no human can have, because let's face it, we sprayed you with plastic. And the plastic is starting to mold your body into the perfect shape, into a perfect dolly shape. As you can see the next machine coming, the breast machine, it's going to give you nice, perfect plastic tits. Just like you've always wanted. The right shape, the right size. Completely immovable, solid plastic. That's right. And you can feel the spray of the plastic machine upon your chest as it molds it, as it creates those perfect tits. And you can find the next machine. It starts to work on your arms as it gives you nice, long, lengthy arms and dainty little fingers. You can see even each nail on your hand is growing to a perfect tip. Just like a Barbie's hand. And you can feel your hands becoming gracefully posed, exactly how they should be, with nice long lengthy fingers and dainty hands. As the plastic starts to move up your arms and your shoulders, sealing it in place, immovable, unfeeling. Plastic, just like your entire body, And finally, the last machine focuses on your head. That's right. Of course, you can still breathe through the plastic, but you can feel yourself moving through that last machine as it sprays the plastic up your neck, over your face, over your head. And the funny thing about this plastic is you can start to feel it seeping into your mind. That's right. Transforming your mind from that of a human to a perfect plastic doll, unthinking. No opinions, no thoughts of your own, just a blank, empty, plastic doll. And you can feel the conveyor belt stop. That's right, stopping just like your thoughts. Because good dolls don't think. Good dolls are pretty, perfect, plastic beings. And now the conveyor has stopped, you can see the receptionist in your peripheral vision moving towards you. And she helps you off the conveyor and places you onto a wheeling stand. And she wheels you over to the storeroom. That's right, because now that you're a pretty perfect plastic doll, we need to dress you up in something. But the question is what? And that is for you to decide. The next chapter of this story, the next adventure you'll go on, knowing that each and every time I say the word good doll, you'll become this pretty, perfect plastic doll, unmoving, unthinking, just empty, ready to be programmed, ready to be told who you are, ready to be told what you do, ready to be given a personality. Because like Barbie, personality comes from the clothes that you wear and the stories we decide to tell with you. That's right. So every time I, or only I, say the word good doll, you'll find yourself coming back to this pretty, perfect state. Like a mannequin ready to be dressed. Like a doll ready to be played with. Unmoving, unthinking, unfeeling. Just a blank doll. And you can find yourself in a moment waking up on the count of 10. When I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, aware, remembering as much or as little as this file as your subconscious mind cares to remember. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, wide awake. Hi, I hope you enjoyed that file, and if you want to hear more from the Dollhouse series, comment down below and make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel for more posts. And remember, as always, everybody, keep it chancy. We'll see you later.